What's up, beautiful people? It's another episode of Karen Rants by your very host, Karen Uzo, aka the Pity Goddess. So today I decided to try something new. I decided to have music playing in the background because, first of all, it's Valentine's. So yeah, let's listen to good music. Why not? And also because I don't like the options that Anchor gives me whenever I'm editing, so like the music is not my taste. I want music that you guys can connect to and that would also keep me all vibe out. All right. It's Valentine's season, you all. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to the last episode. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for someone said you like my voice, that it was relaxing, that she continued doing more. Thank you. All right. I'm laughing. I know. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited to be recording. It took a lot for me to actually record this episode. Trust me. So, yeah. Today, I'm going to be talking about Valentine's. So, should Valentine's Day be celebrated? Let me know in the comment section wherever you're hearing this from. Definitely, to definitely be Anchor. So send me a voice note. Let me know what you think about Valentine's Day, whether it should be celebrated or not. So let's get right on to it. So I took the time to do a little research about Valentine, because you know everyone is always talking about Valentine's Day and how it's supposed to be about Saint Valentine, blah blah blah. So I said to, as the historian that I am, in case you don't know, I studied history, international studies and diplomacy, but like kind of history. So yeah, I decided to do a little study on Valentine's Day, and from everything I gathered, it said that Valentine's Day actually started from third century, I guess. Yeah, the third century, where this emperor Claudius killed two men different times, but their names were Valentine. So two men. So there's a lot of stories about who the men were. Some people say they were priests. There was one story that said that one of the Valentines that was killed by this emperor was a priest that was ordaining marriages. During this period, the emperor of the Roman Empire, in case you don't know what I mean, of the Roman Empire, did not want people to get married because he felt that men should be strong enough and unattached to be able to go for war. But the priest Valentine did not believe that, so he was secretly ordaining weddings, marriages, and then the king found out and killed him. And then a while later, that same king killed another Valentine. So Christians, the Catholics decided that, you know, instead of, you know, just, they decided to just make it a celebration. And also, if you read a lot about Christianity, you realize that a lot of Christian practices that we have actually generated from pagan practices. So I've made my research. You can go and do yours. So there was a pagan festival that was celebrated. It was called Lupercalia, and during this time, what they usually did was they used to kill animals, and then they would use the hinds or something, they would like use it to wipe women, and it was just a ritual for fertility anyway, and some people were paired to each other and stuff. So when Christianity came, like people started practicing Christianity, they decided to just turn that practice, that pagan practice, and it was during that period, during the February 14th, 15th period, that this Lupercalia was celebrated. So they just decided to just celebrate everything as one. So Valentine's Day came as like an opportunity to honor the men that died during that time. That's how they came about Saint Valentine's, that died during that time, and also to convert that pagan practice into something that was more of love and honor. But what made Valentine really like popular and what made people, like what made it continue to exist centuries after, was Shakespeare. See, let me tell you, movies, music, writers, all these creative people, they have a way of making things last for a very long time. They have a way of shaping our mindset. That's the word. It's just like when we're growing up and we're watching movies about Aya Matanga or all those, you know, all those Christian movies that we watched, and they used to talk about witchcraft. Who has ever seen a witch? Like, we all have never seen a witch before, but based on what we used to watch on AIT back then, we feel that a witch is one old ass woman who just has like, who has bad seeds or something. Like, you just have this image of a witch because of the impact of movies and the impact of creativity, basically. So yeah, Shakespeare romanticized in his book, he romanticized Valentine's Day. So, and you know, Shakespeare was a very big writer back then. So in most of his books, some of his work, he made Valentine's seem like a big deal. So that kind of made it more appealing for lovers. He kind of just made everything become a big deal. And then during the revolutionary period, if you studied history, you know anything about history, you know that there were different times, the old times, and then the revolutionary period began, where people started to, sorry, my phone, I don't know why that happened, I'm just going to silence this. All right, let's go back. So so yeah, the revolutionary period was a period of awareness. People began to question everything they had been told about life, about Christianity, about religion. So during this period, a company called Hallmark started to sell cards on Valentine's Day just to make money anyway. And then it just became a big deal all of a sudden. It just blew up. So it wasn't like, you know, it actually started out as a day for lovers. It was just a day where two men died during the same period. Coincidentally, their names were Valentine. So Catholics decided to celebrate Saint Valentine, and like they always do with all their festivities, they turn pagan worship to something more holy in their own terms and make it a Christian worship. I hope you're enjoying the music on the background, yo. I decided to try something new, guys. This year is all about trying new things. So yeah, back to our question. But before I go back to our question, I'm going to go on a music break. Yeah, so there's a song I really like. It's called Show You Off by Brent Fires. I really like Brent Fires. He's so young, he's 26. His real name is Christopher Brentwood. He's from California, and I love all his songs. Let me not exaggerate, but I love most of the song. But I really like this song because it's like my dream. Like, I dream of being with a man who's going to show me off, who's going to be like, the song's like, I just want to show you off. Anyway, let me leave you guys to listen to it, and I will be right back for more of Karen Rant.
I know you're feeling down about how they treat you. Nobody understands all that you've been through, and you just wanna get low. Hey, show love. It's hard to visualize being in your shoes. You ain't in touch with your baby father. You only get older and it gets harder. He said he wasn't love, but wasn't on his job. You got your whole paycheck and egg that says you get through. I don't wanna keep you down. A nigga wanna raise you up. Take you out. Someone's gotta show you off. Who's gonna call you, baby? It ever. your smile.
I'm here for you.
Who's gonna love you crazy? I'm never gonna let you fall. I know you ain't looking, but if you're looking, then look no further, because you're worth it, girl. I got all this love for you, cause you deserve it.
Fuck them if they don't see it.
You're black and perfect. I don't wanna keep you down. Oh, yeah. A nigga wanna raise you up. Yeah. And someone gotta take you out. Somebody's gotta show you off, girl.
Enjoyed that one by Brent Fires, Show You Off. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. All right, so back to our question, should Valentine's Day be celebrated? So I did some research and I got some opinions about whether or not Valentine's Day should be celebrated. Someone had this to say. He said, to me it doesn't make sense. He says, every day we have a chance to celebrate love. So I don't see why we have one day to do this. But sometimes I think it's more important to brag for couples where they get to buy lavish gifts of all names, all in the name of expressing love. I'm sorry. So he's of the opinion that instead of making a big deal out of Valentine's Day, people should focus on celebrating anniversaries. That's interesting. I am going to read another opinion. I just went online. I did a lot of research about how people feel about Valentine's Day. I am going to read another one. This one is quite interesting. It says, you can be in a 2 weeks relationship and then start celebrating Valentine's Day, because that's not love. It is just a phase of excitement and butterflies in the stomach, also referred to as infatuation. Guys, let me know in the comment section if you agree with this point of view. Like, it is so interesting. And then there is this one that says, I don't think it has a big impact on me anymore. To me, a man's actions throughout the year are more important than just one day. How does he treat me? How kind is he? How considerate is he? How does he make me feel? How does he feed my soul? This is what matters. I actually like this one. So yeah, on the question of, do I think that Valentine's Day should be celebrated? Oh, well, your baby girl right here broke up with someone because he didn't celebrate Valentine's Day. Okay, let me explain, guys. I was already getting red flags. Like, it was already seeming like this guy wasn't serious about me. So that Valentine's Day was just like a reason. Like, it was just like, you know when you just seeing red flag, and you're just like, you know what? I'm done with this bullshit. This guy was like, oh, I don't believe in Valentine's Day, blah, blah, blah. Love should be shown every day. This one, that one, that one. But bro, it's not like you show the love every day. If you showed it every day, I would not be bugging you about Valentine's Day. Well, for me, I think that, you know, it's not that much of a big deal. But if it's a big deal to your partner, then you should actually just do it. I think that Valentine's Day should be a day to reflect on how far you've come. Like, let's be honest. Can you really show love every day? Let's be actually honest. Let's be realistic. Because, like, if you live in Lagos and you work in Lagos, like, I remember a job I had. I used to wake up around 5 a.m. I'd leave the house by 6. And then I'd get to work. I would still get to work late because of where I was staying. My place was far from work. And then I'd get home by 9:30. I didn't even have time for a social life. Talk less of relationship. So, and a lot of people, a lot of couples in Lagos, not just in Lagos, a lot of people get caught up in life. Like, we get caught up with things happening. When you're married and you start to have kids, you get caught up in taking care of your kids, doing the day-to-day activities that you really don't remember to do all those little things. Those are what really matters at the end of the day. So Valentine's Day is just a day to just, you know, pause and say, wow, let's just pause and take time out for ourselves. Let's let the kids stay with the nannies. Let's go out. Let's do something special. Let's talk about us. Because, like, I feel like that's what people should be doing on Valentine's Day. Like, just reflect on, okay, just a reason to remember your love. Remember yourself. Like, just reflect and say, okay, what have we been doing right? What have we been doing wrong? Have I been making you happy? Have I not been making you happy? Please, guys, don't come for me. This is just my opinion. Because let's be realistic. Everybody's always saying, every day is a day to show love. Every day is a day to show love. Do you actually show love every day? Especially when you've been with someone for like 10, 20 years. Like, do you actually show love every day? Come on. So that's just a day to just reflect, you know, take time out, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't think it's wrong. If we can celebrate Christmas, we can celebrate Father's Day, we can celebrate Mother's Day, why not Lover's Day? So, another thing I'm going to say about Valentine's is, it shouldn't be all about expensive gifts. I think the most important gift is, I think the kind of gift I'd appreciate is when a man knows me and he knows what's like. There was something I read on Twitter, and this babe said that, you know, she just got married, and, you know, she and her husband exchanged honeymoon gifts already, and then he came up with another surprise honeymoon gift. What was this gift? It was actually a wristwatch that was given to her because I think she's a nurse or something. It was given to her by one of her patients, and like, it was really important to her. It was like a whole story about the wristwatch. Anyway, it was really important to her. She wore it for a very long time, and then she stopped wearing it. She told her husband about it. And so when they moved in together, he found the watch in her things, and it was bad, so he fixed it. And then he wrapped it up and said he had something special to give to her. And then she opened it. It was that exact watch. Because this baby is actually a very sentimental person, and she's very sentimental about gifts. So, like, she said she cried, like, when she saw the result, she cried because it meant a lot to her that he remembered that she talked about this watch, she talked about who gave it to her, and he went through the stress of actually fixing. I feel that that's what's important. Like, as couples, when you're giving gifts, it should be meaningful. It should show that you are attentive to your partner. It should be something that your partner really wants. Like, not just about getting expensive gifts. Like, if you get me an expensive gift, I will thank you. I'll be like, yes, thank you. But, like, I would know you really listen to me if you get me something. Maybe not something I really wanted, but something I'm sentimental about. Do you get what I mean? So, yes, I think that it's not possible to love someone every day or be in love every day or do the right thing every day, but Valentine's Day is just a day to remind you of why you're with this person, why you chose this person, and a day to just force you to, like, just, it's just like, you know, when you have your birthdays and then you have like your New Year resolution, like a day to decide, okay, this is what we're going to start doing from now on. And then for those of us who are like in relationships, and then your partner says he doesn't believe in Valentine's, but you love Valentine's, there is nothing wrong in liking the idea of Valentine's and making compromises. Guys, you guys need to make compromises. Don't say, oh, I don't believe in Valentine's, so nothing's going to happen. If your babe likes it, if she believes in it, do something nice. Say happy Valentine's, take her out. And girls, don't wait for a guy to do something nice. You don't always wait for the guys to make the first move. We need to step up, babes. Like, we were brought up to believe that the man has to be romantic, the man has to do this, the man has to do that. No, darling, if you meet a man that you love and he has passed all the tests, I'm not saying that you just meet one guy that is a player that is playing your head and you're just trying to desperately get his attention. My darling, no. When you meet a man that has passed all the tests and has shown you beyond doubt that he loves you, don't wait for him to make the first move. Don't wait for him to be the one to send you Valentine's gift. If he doesn't believe in Valentine's, that's fine. You can do something nice for him. You can get him something nice. You know, women need to be more romantic. I know a lot of women are, but like, we need to just chill and just like give the kind of love that you want to receive. That's the word. Like, give the kind of love that you want to receive. Like, you want something. You're like, oh, I like gifts. I want this. I want that. Teach him how to love you by loving him the right way, understanding his love languages. And you two guys, understand your babe's love language. Don't be for me hard guy. There's no hard guy anywhere. So yes, and for those of us who are single, bro, I've been single for too long, yo. I'm ready to be in a relationship, I think. Yes, I know I'm ready to be in a relationship. I'm more stable and more settled. I'm not ready to get married yet. Maybe when I meet the man, finally, I will think about marriage. But I do know that I'm ready to be in a relationship. So for those of us who are single, this is not the time to start saying, feeling bad and start feeling sorry for yourself. Self-love is important. Sometimes you need to just be single. Just learn to love yourself. You can't give love that you don't have. Do you get what I mean? You know, during the period of my healing, I'm still healing, but during one of those times, I remember sitting down and saying to myself that, how can a man love me when I don't know myself and I do not love myself? Do you get what I mean? What can a man love about me when I don't know myself, when I don't love myself? So I needed to just take a step back and learn me, love me the way I want to be loved. And it's been an amazing journey. It's been an amazing experience. Like, I think about myself now and I am so awed by who I am. Like, I'm so amazed by who I am. And I know that whoever is going to come into my life is going to enjoy me the way I enjoy me. That's so important. As women, as people, as young people, we need to learn to enjoy ourselves. You need to know yourself. Like, last time I sat down, I said to myself, what's a man going to love about me? Because I do not even love myself. Like, I don't love anything about me. So what am I selling this person? Like, come into my life and come into what? A mess? So yeah, this is not the time to start feeling bad and start saying Godwin. Yeah, you can say Godwin, but love yourself, baby girl. If you're feeling down, feeling lonely, take yourself out on a date. Have fun, enjoy yourself. Life is short, man. And definitely, we all have the opportunity to experience great loves. And I also want to say this. Don't be so focused on relationships. Your whole entire purpose in this life is not to be with a man. Because the truth is, as African women, as women basically, I remember growing up and my mom used to always say everything she always say, maybe I do something wrong, she'd say, how will you cope in husband house? Like, I'm lazy. I'm lazy, yo. I don't like to do anything. I like to clean. I can clean because I hate dirty environment. But any other thing aside cleaning, washing clothes, being expected to just do all those housewife duties, brah, leave me the fuck out of that. So my mom would always say, how will you cope in husband's house? How will you cope in husband's house? Like, it was like an achievement. Like, that's all that I was born to do, all that I was born to be. And there is more to life than husband house, than finding a partner. There was something I was watching, and this woman was talking about how she had been barren for almost 20 years and she felt incomplete. And then this woman, the person she was talking to, the pastor she was talking to, said, woman, you have more to offer than just childbirth. Do you get what I mean? God brought you into this life for more, to be a blessing, to be a mother to a lot of people, to be a mother to nations. So even if you do not give birth, you are giving birth. So I know it is hard, but it is the truth. We need to stop. We need to stop attaching our relevance to marriage, to childbirth. There is more to life. There is more to achieve, bruh. I'm getting all emotional, guys. I know. Anyways, I'm going to leave you guys. I don't like my podcast being too long, and it is already long as it is. I'm going to leave you guys. Let me know in the comment section. Send me a voice note. Anchor has a segment where you can send voice notes, a section. So send me a voice note. Tell me what you think about Valentine's Day. Tell me what you think about my podcast. Follow me on social media at The Petite Goddess. It's THEPETITGODDESS. I just had to spell it because it's not the normal way of spelling goddess. Yeah. Follow me on social media. Drop a comment. I love you guys. I'm going to leave you guys with this song. It's my new favorite song. It's titled Loyalty by Ajebota. I really like it. It's just vibes. Like, the song is just vibes. I like the vibe. I like everything about the song. And it's a Nigerian song. I think Nigerians are really doing great. So I love you guys. Like, on your way next time. Keep chilling. Keep being happy. And happy Valentine's Day!
9 be informer, make she check who boss me via true caller. Uloma no get that time, so they check my phone, and that's why I still love her.
I no fee, F up, no fee, shitty for job.